a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the first Dr. Kevin show of April, well, none other than April 1st. We all know what April 1st is, right? It's the first day of April. And because it's the first Thursday, that is the first day of April, I'm going to announce a few little changes, not big ones. We've been calling this segment the first Thursday of every month we've been calling it Through the Spiritual Lens, where Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed would come. And in coming, he would bring what was going on in more or less the political arena, one show a month to politics to discuss what's going on, maybe put a little spiritual spin on it. But kind of, you know, Matt's a pretty even guy. He does his research, has his own show Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Matt Connerton Unleashed on 95.3 MNH. And you can go to mattconnerton.com to listen to. And they do nothing but blah, blah, blah politics all week long. Drive me crazy. I'd shoot somebody. Not myself. I value myself too much. But once a month is about the right amount of time for me. For Matt to come and share his conclusions, his suspicions, his predictions, which aren't always right. But anyways, but since we talk about mostly politics, for those of you who are on my mailing list, and if you would like to be on my mailing list, you can go to mydrkevin.com. You get to take a free test there if you would like. And if you get sign up on the mailing list, you get a choice of one of three of my books as a free ebook for as a thank you for signing up on my mailing list. Again, that's mydrkevin.com. But I have now officially changed this from Through the Spiritual Lens to one of my favorite things that I talk about in other shows sometimes. But this show, from here on out until who knows when, until I decide to change it, because that's what I do. After 15 years, you can't do the same thing all the time. This is now officially known as What a Load of Crap, because we're talking politics, and I just think it's the appropriate heading. Matt, what do you think?
I like it.
You know, if it got any deeper, we would have to be like putting a nose guard on so it wasn't going up our nostrils.
Ew. That's very descriptive.
I know.
Yikes.
I have a way with words. It might be a bad way, but it's a way. So I have a few different things I'd like to accomplish in this show, and I'm probably going to throw you a little bit of a curve. But before I throw you the curve, how are you? How are you? How have you been over the last month? How is the lovely Miss Jenny? And you know, so let the audience wants to know, how the hell have you been?
Well, good. I'm excited that on Monday morning at 8 a.m., I was able to get my first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. Have you, by the way, Dr. Kevin, you being a New Hampshire resident, have you been able to be vaccinated yet?
Oh, you're gonna step on one of my irritable spots, aren't you?
Am I?
Well, you know, I found out that I qualified in the last grouping before they said this next grouping could go, because I meet with clients and I was listed as eligible under somebody who provides counseling service. So I go onto the website, I register. I put down, you know, like, this is the group I'm under. They approve it. They give me a date of April 23rd as the first time I can get a slot to get it. Well, yeah. Okay. Whatever. Then they let the next group go, which is the group you're in, I think. And I've talked to you and a half a dozen other people who have all got their first shot, and I'm still on April 23rd. I am, I'm like,
well, there's something you might not realize.
What?
I don't know if you already know this, Dr. Kevin, but you can, the system will allow you to move up your date without losing your original date. It will allow you to do that as more appointments become available.
Oh, I had no idea how to do that. It wasn't clear to me on the site. I just went on and did it. So, yeah, I'm a loser. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, and I have to say, I have had a little mixed energy about it. I'm not a big vaccine fan, but I finally decided I was going to go forward. And I was kind of liking the energy of the Johnson & Johnson.
One and done.
But I liked it energetically. I don't know that it was just the one and done thing. I know that's an intellectual. Well, of course, you only had to get it once. But that's kind of the one that I've been wanting. But somebody said that they're having all sorts of issues with that now. Have you heard anything about that?
No. With Johnson & Johnson? No, I haven't heard a thing.
No, I haven't either. I was told, and I haven't had a chance to check it up. I was talking to somebody just before I went on air. So I don't know this to be true, and I don't want to spread rumors. But, you know, I get the New York Times every day. That's one of my recently acquired little addictions. I get the paper, the physical paper. I go out in the morning in my slippers and robe and get it and have my first cup of coffee reading what the New York Times has to say about the world.
Yeah.
And the person I was talking to said, oh, they've been articles the last two or three days in the New York Times about a problem with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I'm like, I got to her from cover to cover. And I would think if they were having a problem with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it wouldn't be on a tiny little print in the corner of a page where you couldn't find it. But I was like,
right.
But I haven't had a chance to check. So I'm like, okay. I don't know. Anyway, so congratulations. You got stuck.
Yeah. Well, oh, good. So here in New Hampshire, you know, on as of this week, well, as of Monday, it was 40 plus. And then as of yesterday, 30 plus could register. And then as of tomorrow, 16 plus. And that's why, like I say, you can go into the system and you can move up your appointment. But because they've really opened it up wide now. But what I did was, so I knew that on Monday, because the governor had announced last week that Monday it was going to be 40 plus, because prior to Monday it was 50 plus, unless you had two or more other conditions. And I have asthma, but that's the only thing wrong with me, so that didn't count, even though it is a respiratory illness. So I think that should have counted for two. But anyway, so what I did was, you know, I commented to Jenny on Sunday. I said, you know, they never told us what time on Monday. They just announced Monday would be 40 plus, but they never said what time. Does it go live at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever? And Jenny said to me, you know, that's probably intentional. They probably were keeping it ambiguous on purpose so that there wasn't a crush of people all trying to register at once and crashing the site. And I said, yeah, you know, you're probably right. So what I did was, I'm nocturnal by nature. I'm usually up pretty late working on stuff. So I went ahead and logged on a little bit after midnight, and no luck, nothing had changed. So then I tried again a little bit after 1 a.m. and sure enough, the screening questions had changed. And I said, oh, here we go. But it was only letting me go so far in the screening questions. So I thought, all right, well, either they're still in the middle of updating it, or there's just a lot of people trying to get through at once. So I closed out the browser, reopened it, tried again. Boom, it let me right through all the questions. I set up the account. It was super easy. And I was able to schedule the appointment for that day at 8 a.m. Couldn't believe it. And it was very, very easy. So anyone listening who happens to be in New Hampshire, if you haven't registered yet, don't delay. It's super easy. And as of tomorrow, it'll be 16 plus. So please get vaccinated. And they don't give you a choice. I got the Pfizer. I got my first dose of the Pfizer, and then I have to go back on, I think it's the 28th for dose number two. And then I will be fully vaccinated. Jenny goes back in a couple more weeks for her second dose, and then she'll be fully vaccinated. And so we're getting there. Progress.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because Jeff's been vaccinated because, you know, he's a first responder, and he's got a couple of issues. And so, I mean, he got it through the work he does, and he has had it for over a month now.
Yeah.
And so he was all set to go. I mean, so he's all set to go. And so I'll have to go see if I can. I hate websites like that. I know you say it's easy, but I don't know what it is. I used to be able to say it was because I was blonde, but that's not true anymore. Now I'm just old and gray.
I think you'll be amazed at how simple it is, because they've really streamlined it. It's, I think you'll be very happy.
So I'll have to see if I can find my email for the confirmation for the one I had on April 23rd to see if I'm going to do it. I just as soon move it up, and they do it at the high school here in Nashua is
excellent.
the only place that they offer it. I wish so, you know, I'll have to play with it. So, well, that's good. You're happy. You got the vaccine. Anything else in the last month that you want to share or report or do a happy dance about or whatever?
I had a bit of a conundrum over Matt Connerton Unleashed today. You know, I like to do an April Fool's prank for my show, and I had one planned, and I ended up kind of at the last minute deciding not to do it, because I was going to do it last year, but because of COVID the station stopped live programming for a few weeks while we were all figuring out how to, you know, what to do. So I was having to pre-record my show from home and then email it in. And I didn't want to do the prank if I couldn't do it live. So I ended up not doing it. And then it turned out this year, it still would have been relevant because Trump isn't going away. So I was going to do it this year instead, but I decided not to because of the pandemic. Because my prank was, I had a MAGA hat that I bought online that I was going to wear. So for the visual component, for people watching on Facebook, they'd be able to see that. And I was going to pretend that I'd had a head injury, and I was now a MAGAmite. And I finally had an epiphany about why Trump is the greatest president ever, and I was going to be full on MAGA, you know. And then at the end of the show, I would have said, you know, April Fools, whatever. But I decided not to do it because of the had it not been for the pandemic, I would have done it. But I didn't even want to joke about, you know, the vaccines, and I still want people to take the pandemic seriously, because obviously we're not out of the woods yet. So I ended up, instead of doing the prank, I ended up explaining to the audience what the prank was going to be and why I decided not to do it. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I had no prank urges today. And if there was any pranks being played anywhere, I didn't fall victim to them that I know of.
Yeah. that you so, know of yet.
that I know of yet. But when I get off air for the day, the rest of the night is for me and my husband. And he's not a pranker kind of guy. So I think I'm probably pretty all set.
That you know of.
So, last time I'm going to ask the show, anything else, Mr. Matt? Do you sound good? You're doing good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll move right along.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm just asking. So, okay. So I want to remind people, this is a live call-in show. If you would like to call in at 202-570-7057, that's 202-570-7057, you can express any kind of opinion. You can ask any kind of question. We just ask that it be respectful. We will not tolerate, we are not going to tolerate haters or information, not here on the Dr. Kevin Show on Ohm's Times. So, well, Mr. Matt, so there's a couple of different things that I wanted to bring up for tonight's show, but I do want to stay in the flavor of what do you think are the hot political topics worth talking about? Or are there none? Has politics become boring?
Never.
Never. So what do you see is going on? What's the big conversations on Matt Connaughton Unleashed over the last month that are still pertinent, worth discussing, obviously?
Sure,
some
sure.
have come and gone.
Well, the biggest subject, as always, is the pandemic. And, you know, I've been saying on my show, I give the Biden administration an A+ on pandemic response. And also our governor, too, Chris Sununu, here in New Hampshire, the one Republican that I voted for in the election. I think he's been absolutely outstanding as well. We've also been talking about the border crisis, and that's an issue where I do not give the Biden administration high marks. You know, so we've been talking about that, and those have really been the two biggest topics. This Matt Gaetz story is kind of interesting. I'm a little unsure what to make of it all. A congressman from Florida who seems to be in some trouble.
Did you see the place where Tucker Carlson didn't know what to do with it either, and listed it once Matt went off screen as the weirdest interview he ever did?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's pretty bad when Tucker is taking out one of Trump's altar boys.
Yeah.
Don't do that every day.
No, you don't. And, you know, I mean, I've done some strange interviews over my career. I can imagine how Tucker felt in that moment, you know, because obviously he wants to try to find some way to help Matt Gaetz and instead just feels like, I don't know what to do with this. It's pretty wild. It's all very bizarre.
Well, let's talk about bizarre for a second. Matt Gaetz brings up about Tucker Carlson having a sex scandal. Like, you know how I feel because, you know, they tried to do this to you. Well, that's not going to get you brownie points because that didn't go really well for Tucker Carlson, as I remember. It didn't land him in jail, but it still wasn't like a shining moment in his career. And then he basically goes from admitting that he brought this girl to dinner with Tucker and his wife, and don't you remember him, to the end of the show saying this girl never existed. Did you catch that? Inconsistency?
I'm not even clear. Well, the whole thing was so strange. I'm not even clear, though. Was he talking about the same girl and he couldn't get it straight? Or was he actually talking about two different girls, but he was trying to do so much misdirection that it was hard to keep track of?
Well, it came across like he was talking about the same girl in what I read. I haven't seen the interview, but it was part of what was so frustrating for Tucker Carlson, because Tucker thought that he backpedaled and said the opposite enough to confuse Tucker.
Yeah.
I mean, not my favorite interviewer. And I'm not going to carve time out in my day to watch Tucker Carlson on the boob tube. I mean, because then you have, you know what you do if you are watching Tucker Carlson on the boob tube, right?
What?
It becomes the boobs tube, and then it's a full pair, and then you get accused of sexual harassment.
Right.
We'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show on What a Load of Crap Thursday, the first Thursday of every month, where we kick around what's going on in the old world with Matt Connaughton Unleashed.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. It is the first Thursday of the month where we are discussing the political situations of the world, mostly the U.S., but we've been known to cross borders and use our passports to poke at other places. And we call this What a Load of Crap Thursday, because what else would you talk about calling it when you're talking about politics? Because What a Load of Crap is about what sums it up. And I'm here with my favorite co-crapper, Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed, who you can see Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 at his drive time show on 95.3 MNH, WMNH, or you can go to mattconnerton.com or watch it on Facebook Live, and you can call in and be part of the conversation where he shovels this crap 5 days a week.
Well, I'm happy to be a co-crapper with you, Dr. Kevin. And I don't say that to just anyone.
Oh, I know. You know, an odd house built for two.
Wow, yes.
So, you know, one of these days when you get all vaccinated and you're all, you know, impervious to the germ-mobiles, you're going to have to come up and check out. I got a new hot tub.
I got
a two-person hot tub in the backyard. You can come take a soak. We can have a couple of drinks, chat about life, and do something other than what we do, which is only talk once a month now on air.
That's true. Yes. Wow. Look at you all fancy with the hot tub.
I know. I know. I'm a very happy camper about that. So,
that's good.
So the website, and I'm going to get it wrong because I didn't say it as soon as I said it, was COVID-19.something. Hopefully the ad plays again, and it talks about places to go if you are struggling with the isolation. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, because, you know, I don't want to give any more energy to Matt Getz. Matt Getz will hopefully get exactly what he deserves, and we can see how pretty he looks in an orange jumpsuit standing beside somebody else in an orange jumpsuit that has orange hair, and then they can be best buddies or some kind of buddies right in that jail cell. But you know, it's funny because before, I don't remember that ad on the show I wasn't on last week. Lori took the show for me and interviewed the guest. Because I had a commitment and Lori filled in, but I don't remember that ad 2 weeks ago, but it might have been there. I don't always pay attention to the ads. But I thought it was interesting this week because, you know, usually when you're on my show, I say, Matt, how are you doing? And then afterwards you say, hey, Dr. Kevin, how are you doing? Which you didn't say this week, by the way.
Oh.
I just want to point that out.
Oh, but but I asked you if you got vaccinated. I think that counts.
No.
I think it does.
No, you didn't ask the question. You hurt my feelings.
I did ask a question. I asked you if you got vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, vaccinated doesn't tell you how I'm doing, does it?
Really? But it's a part of how you're doing.
Oh. So if somebody's not doing well and they get vaccinated, they're going to do better?
If they have been vaccinated, they're going to do better, yes.
So it is. So there's antidepressants in the vaccination?
Yes, only in the Johnson & Johnson. As it turns out, that's the weird thing about it that you were referring to earlier. It's got antidepressants.
Yeah, well, and we all know how I feel about medications.
Mm-hmm.
Only as needed, and the sooner you go through them, the better. and I have a much higher jump of what needs them looks like. But that's
yeah.
it. I'm not completely anti-drug. I just think that we're drug crazy in this country.
Sure, no doubt, yeah.
So the reason I thought that that was an interesting thing is because I was saying that I was going to toss a little curve to you because I was waiting for you to say, so how are you this week, Dr. Kevin?
Oh,
and you didn't.
Yeah.
See? But I'm going to give you another opportunity. I'm going to give you another opportunity. You could ask me now.
Oh, how are you this week, Dr. Kevin?
I'm a little sad.
Oh.
And I wanted to talk about the fact that I was a little sad and that it's okay to be a little sad.
Oh.
And I wanted to have the conversation with you because I know sometimes you express struggling with being sad as well.
That is true.
You know, you posted on Facebook. I'm not sharing any private, co-crapper conversations we have, offline. You've been very upfront about sharing that times that you have struggled. And
yes.
I'm not in a big struggle. I don't need lots of people to call and say, oh, you're fabulous. Does that make you feel better? But I was a little sad. I was, when I came into the show and I was like, I'm a little sad. I watched a video of somebody that I really liked, who actually did a 6-minute video. He was somebody I just interviewed on my podcast about his struggles with depression. And he was kind of like, trying to give hope to other people by being honest about his own struggles. And, this week I woke up one morning and I got a text about somebody that I care about dearly who is in a deep depression and really struggling and doesn't know how to ask for help from a third party. And then I got the notification of two people that died during the night.
Oh.
And I had somebody else that died last week. So I'm like, deep depression, from somebody I care about that hasn't reached out to me, even though I would be there for them. So then it's like, well, do I reach out to them? Because they didn't reach out to me. They reached out to somebody else who told me. So there's the boundaries, because this is not a client. We're talking my personal circle.
Yeah.
Do I reach out? And the deaths were not unexpected. But, and I'm somebody that's better with death than most people. But I was like, I'm feeling a little sad. And I kind of flashed back for a moment. And then I heard this, and I was like, well, Matt didn't ask the question, so obviously I wasn't supposed to take time on what a load of crap. And then I hear the ad about it. If you're feeling a little isolated or depressed, here are some suggestions of things you can do, go by going to COVID.org or something. And I wish, like I said, I wish I remembered the website, but I don't. But if you are listening to this too on a replay, you can rewind it back to the thing if you want the website. But I wanted to talk about it's okay to be a little sad. People always look at me as being a very upbeat person. I'm out there. I motivate a lot of people. I inspire a lot of people. But I have times I'm a little sad. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, after a major health issue that I almost didn't survive, I was very sad. I was very depressed. Yeah. And I went through that period where all I could say is, this morning, my only goal is to get out of bed. I'm having a good day if I can just get out of bed. And I had a chair near my bed, and I would get up, and I would go, and I would make it to my chair, and I'd sit down and I'd say, okay, it's a good day. I got out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the only thing I do today, because I was that depressed.
Wow.
You know, my life as I knew it had fallen apart. I had almost died. I didn't know what the recovery period was going to be. Traditional medicine was basically telling me I wasn't ever going to recover back to having a functional life again.
Wow.
And we know that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But then it would be like, I think I'd like a cup of coffee. I can get a cup of coffee. I did that. I went through that period. And I remember clearly making choices. I didn't reach out to people. In fact, the majority of people in my world didn't even know I was in the hospital until I was out. And I almost died in the hospital 3 times. Like, I didn't even,
wow.
I forbid people to tell my parents I was in the hospital. I was like, I'm only telling 3 or 4 of you. And that's just so if something happens, you'll know. Because this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And of course, they told a couple of other people, but not many. Most of them, the few people I told respected it. They didn't want to upset me. And I had a couple people did it. I had one of the few people that I called that I felt comfortable enough that I could be that exposed to and say, I'm scared. I'm scared in this moment. I'm not really scared of dying. I'm scared of staying alive in a life that has taken away everything that I find joy in.
Mm-hmm.
To be fit, you know, to be handicapped, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing all of this now because I know what it's like. And there are lots of other times in my life when I've had that moment of not being able to get out of bed. But I also chose one. There was a person I chose to call, one of the few. And they were so upset that I might die that they couldn't talk to me. And they couldn't talk to me for months after that until it was clear I was going to live, because it was so upsetting to them that I might die.
Yeah.
So they couldn't be there for me because it was so upsetting to them.
Huh.
And, in that moment, I was sad and I was angry and I was upset about the fact that they were so short and so brief with me. And they didn't say that. I had to figure it out afterwards.
Yeah.
But then I had to become okay with, they couldn't handle it. They didn't know what to do, and I found compassion for them, and I don't hold any energy on it. Not now. I mean, back then I was a little less than happy.
No doubt. Yeah.
But I tell my clients, if they are struggling, you've got to talk. And sometimes you just have to say, I'm only setting myself one goal. I'm just going to get out of bed today. All my energy. If I get out of bed, I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to feel I've accomplished something and I'm moving forward. And sometimes that is all we can ask for from ourselves is, I'm just going to get out of bed today. I'm just going to go to that chair. I'm going to go and I'm going to have a cup of coffee. And maybe after that, maybe I will feel like I can wash a dish or I might eat something. But in this day and age, there are plenty of websites. There are plenty of videos. There are plenty of helplines. So you have to be careful with the helplines. I'm going to say this. But you have to know. And this all came home to me watching this person's video just before I came on, who was trying to give hope and talking about that, you know, you're not alone. And you hear that all the time. And for some reason, I wanted to say in this show today with you that I wanted to remind people you aren't alone. There are people out there, and they may not be the people that you would think they would be. They may not be the people that you think they should be. They may not be those people, but they will be the people you need if you allow it, which may not look like the people. And that you are, that you think should be there for you. You know, I decided to not tell people who I thought would make it worse because I would end up caretaking them because they would be so upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't have the energy for the drama you'll have when you find out. I just can't do it. So I wanted to share that. And I know that this is something, again, you've been very honest in Facebook posts and you put out to the world that you share with. And anything that you would want to share or comment on, I'm going to toss it back. I'm going to toss it over to you.
Well, you know, I would just say, you know, I think it's important right now more than ever for people to kind of look out for each other and to try to be there for each other, because this pandemic has wreaked havoc on the collective mental health of people all over the world. And, you know, there's been some polling data that shows that people feel more mentally and emotionally fragile than ever. You know, a lot of it, obviously, you know, it's hard to find anyone who hasn't been touched in some way by COVID-19, whether it's, you know, someone who's been sick, someone who has lost someone to this terrible virus, or even people who maybe haven't lost anyone, haven't even known anyone necessarily who's been sick, although you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't know at least one person who's been sick, but people who've been affected economically and financially by it in some way. This has touched everybody. It's kind of a universal experience in that sense. And, you know, obviously it's... you know, the isolation that comes from it, having to quarantine or having to just not do things socially that you would normally be able to do, has really affected people. COVID-19 is not only a global physical health crisis, but a global mental health crisis as well. So, you know, people need to just kind of be aware of that, I think, and hopefully be a little kinder to each other and a little more understanding of that and just cognizant of what people are going through globally as a result of this pandemic, which we've been in for a year now. And we see light at the end of the tunnel, obviously, because of the vaccinations, but we're also in another surge because of the variants and because of people letting their guard down too soon. And that's a whole thing I can go on a rant on, and I often do on my own show, but there's a terrible mental health toll that this has taken on everybody, and people need to be aware of it.
Yep. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back, and then I'm going to switch subjects on Matt again, unless he has some other pressing political conversation he has the need to have. Because I'm switching it up on this week's Dr. Kevin Show's What a Load of Crap with Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed. And we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Well, thanks to my fabulous producer, it's coping-19.org. That's coping. I thought they had said COVID the first time around, but it's coping-19.org is a website that has all sorts of tips or ideas or stuff to help you if you're struggling during the time of COVID, trying to cope with COVID, coping-19.org. So one of the things I want to point out during this, as we are halfway between it's getting better and we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but there are still some thunderclouds in the air. As Matt was talking about, the variants, and as we start to undo lockdown, and some states are rushing forward, other states are being more careful, but everybody's trying to move towards, can we have some semblance of any kind of normalcy for summer? You know, can we do, you know, there is this mental health cost. So there are two other things I want to point out about this and then have Matt weigh in on. And, you know, Matt talked about having people, you know, to be kind to each other. And to, you know, and part of that being kind is checking in on each other. Maybe it is a little bit more of a regular phone call. Maybe it is, you know, dropping even a card in the mail. You know, I'm actually seeking out maybe getting some note cards or something and start the process of doing some mailing of, you know, to people I care about so that they can just open the mailbox and get something that will put a smile on their face. When I had the issue of, you know, when I heard about the person in my life that was struggling, I sent them a funny picture, which is a little out of character for me, but it didn't say anything. I didn't cross any, I didn't, you know, like say, oh, I hear you're not doing well or anything. I just sent a funny picture. It's one that I thought would make them laugh. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. That's all. Sometimes people aren't ready to be directly approached. Sometimes there's struggle. Sometimes there's shame. They're embarrassed. And it's not good to say to somebody who's struggling, oh, what, look at all the good things in your life. You know, just focus on the good things. And you have this and you have that. Because when you're there, you don't see any of the good things. All you can feel is the darkness and the gray and the pain of where you are for the moment. Like I said in last segment, you know, I started this show just before it went on, and I was feeling a little sad, not depressed, and not like in need of mental health support, but just a little sad. And I was like, but it's okay, I'm a little sad. And it's okay to go on air and say, I'm a little sad. And, you know, and this is kind of what's going on, and no one can fix it, and there's nothing to fix, and no one's going to make it right. But I'm just a little sad. And if we allow ourselves to be a little sad, sometimes we don't end up being a lot depressed. Sometimes it's because we keep holding on and internalizing the sadness, internalizing the emotions that are not popular to have, depending on your gender, your age, your environment, your upbringing. And if we would just have those little emotions more normally, like when they happen, and just express them and let them go, they wouldn't build up and then drown us like a tsunami. You know, we can stand there and have a little wave hit us at the knees and maybe it knocks us over and gets us a little wet. But it's when we put the little wave back until it becomes a tsunami wave and we don't do so well. So have the little emotions along the way, whatever they are, be okay with them, own them, just part of being human. But there are two other things that I want people to be aware of right now. One is, and I'm sure, I don't know if you've been talking about this on your show or not, or Matt, but as we have started to open up, we have now seen an increase in gun violence and mass shootings. As soon as people started gathering again, we started having things happen in that area.
Yeah.
And if you take the fact that the pandemic and the quarantine took those people that were already having mental health issues, were already struggling or already feeling isolated, but they were forced into an area where they couldn't find a large group of people to fire a gun at or take out, you know, the everybody was on such high alert and everything was so controlled. And within weeks of states loosening up mandates, we've had 3 or 4 varying levels of mass shootings now. And we have to understand that is part of the play out. We were having them before. Now we have to be even more aware, more cautious, and more proactive in what we do, what we think, and how we look at this, and understand that this could have pushed people over from the, I have enough to live for that I don't want to die as and have my name in lights for killing 10 other people when I went, to what the hell, I have nothing to live for anyways. Anything, any little bit I had, I lost during the pandemic, I'll never get it back. Any day now, the landlord's going to come and say, those month's rents I couldn't pay because I couldn't keep a job because the job went away in the pandemic. And yeah, I got some support from the government, but not enough to cover 6 months or 12 months of rent and buy me food. And oh, by the way, you know, there's all of these other things. These are all going to add up. It makes me concerned about the summer from a whole different aspect.
Mm-hmm.
COVID may not get you and kill you, but a gunman may. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to make them aware that as long as we don't think that it is okay to say that somebody who has mental health issues should not be an owner of 20 guns of a, assault rifle, something you would see in Afghanistan level, because that would be against that Second Amendment. That's not exactly what the Second Amendment said, and that's not how it was interpreted until the last 50 years. You have to look at it. There has to be some reason. The other thing I want to point out is, for those of you that have kids that are going back to school for the little last part of the school year, if you have a sensitive kid, if you have an empathic kid especially, if you have the kid that's the caretaker, they're going to go into a classroom of traumatized kids. Not only, maybe they did okay. Maybe you were lucky enough to be able to have a parent that could stay home with them, or you could create a system where there was enough sibling support or family support. That maybe they're only a little traumatized, but they're going to go into a classroom with a bunch of kids, and some of them are going to have been very traumatized by the pandemic, by the quarantine, by having no safe space to escape to if they were living in an abusive home, by parents that were more likely to be abusive because of the pandemic. You know, domestic violence and abuse has been going crazy because of the quarantine. And that's going to show up in the classroom. And you're going to have to be checking on the mental health of your child without making them feel like you are, you know, looming over them, demanding something they may not even be able to keep, be able to language. You're going to have to up your parenting skill set. And you have your own stuff you've gone through and you're going through, and hopefully you've got some kind of help or some kind of support or gone to some kind of whatever, but you also have to show up and be there for your children. And they have less support, less skill sets, and they're going to be forced into a classroom that is rampant with post-traumatic stress syndrome over this quarantine and pandemic. And so I want you to be aware of that too. There's only a couple months of school, but these kids are going back to school and they're interacting in group sizes where they are going to run into classmates that truly were much more traumatized than they were because of the pandemic. So that's what I wanted to put out. Matt, comments, thoughts, additions, subtractions, or is the only load of crap here today me? Joe.
Well, there was a lot there, but, you know, I just hope that, I just really want a big part of my message has been, I just really want people to stay vigilant and to, you know, as far as COVID and people to not let their guards down too soon, because, we are so close to finally getting to the underside of the other side of this, with these vaccines. But, you know, we've got these variants that are becoming dominant, not only in other countries, certainly in Europe. They're wreaking havoc in Europe. But, you know, they're also beginning to do so in the United States. We have this new wave of COVID, this fourth wave, and it is happening. And it's, I fear that, you know, at this point, it's not a matter of avoiding it. It's a matter of getting through it. And, you know, we have, you know, this surge that's happening because of, it's a combination of the variants and St. Patrick's Day, people partying on St. Patrick's Day, all the people who thought it was perfectly fine to go to spring break, during, you know, spring break in Florida, you know, because they just couldn't wait a couple more months. You know, I'm pretty sure all the drugs and the alcohol and the unprotected sex would have still been there in the summertime. They could have waited a little bit longer, but instead they had to go right now, apparently, and then, you know, bring home COVID to their families and whomever else. So it's unfortunate. There's a lot of very selfish, very narcissistic people in this country. But, you know, but we're, you know, we're almost there. I'd really like to get to the end of COVID, and the end will come no matter what, because of the vaccines. But I really would like to get there with as little sickness and death as possible. And I realize there's millions of Americans that are perfectly fine with lots of sickness and death, but I'm not. And I know you're not. And I know a lot of us aren't. So I'd like to just, you know, get there with, try to mitigate this as much as we can. You know, and then we've really got to get to work on dealing with the mental health component, because as you said, that is part of what contributes to these mass shootings. Obviously anyone, it always strikes me a little bit strangely when I hear someone talk about a mass shooter and then say, you know, there's evidence that this person was mentally ill or may have had some sort of mental illness. And it's like, well, yeah, no kidding. Obviously anyone could do that is mentally ill. I think that's a safe assumption. So we do need to figure out ways to recognize that and maybe prevent those people from getting their hands on firearms to begin with. So that's something that we need to work on. Priority number one is getting through this pandemic, but yeah, we do need to recognize that there is a mental health crisis in this country, which has only gotten worse. And it does, of course, contribute to these mass shootings that happen.
I'm really hoping, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up, because I know that you and I are very much in alignment on a lot of this, but we bring it a different perspective, but we're in alignment. But one of the things is that you're going to see, I suspect, you're going to see an increase in suicides, if we haven't already. I don't have the figure. But we cannot wait until COVID is managed to be addressing the mental health issues. That's why I'm so adamant that we need, especially when it comes to children or disenfranchised children, certainly any kind of child that is in a really heavy disenfranchised group, which still is LGBTQ, transgendered, a Black, Asian, Hispanic in some places, very disenfranchised, their suicide rates are going to go crazy as we open up the classrooms and these variants come and these surges come and all of this. We've got to have things in place now. That's part of my point. We have to understand it's coming and do something preventative, not suddenly go, oh, I guess we have this mess to clean up after it's already become a mess.
Right. Agreed.
So I look forward to seeing you in another month, if not sooner. Who knows? I got a hot tub with a piece of your name on it. Ray Zero on the Dr. Kevin Show.